Exclusive, BLM official in Oklahoma City charged with wire fraud and money laundering. By Matthew Boyle on December 11, 2025. A federal grand jury in Oklahoma City has charged Toshella Sherry Amore Dickerson with wire fraud and money laundering, U.S. Attorney Robert J. Troster announced on Thursday. The Department of Justice is committed to unraveling and prosecuting fraud in the Black Lives Matter organization. And this case illustrates how some in the group's leadership allegedly used donor money to bankroll their own lifestyles, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said in a statement provided exclusively to Breitbart News. We have zero tolerance for any kind of fraud perpetrated against the American people and will continue bringing fraudsters to justice as cases arise. This FBI is committed to following the money and pursuing bad actors who perpetrate fraud on the American people, FBI Director Kash Patel added in a statement to Breitbart News. The defendant in this case allegedly used their position in Black Lives Matter to steal donor money and enrich their own lifestyle. No one is above the law, and we will continue to work with our Department of Justice partners to pursue every last fraudster responsible for this conduct. Dickerson, 52, has served beginning in 2016 as the executive director of Black Lives Matter Oklahoma City, BLMOC. The press release announcing the indictment, obtained by Breitbart News ahead of its public release, notes that she had access to BLMOC's bank, PayPal, and Cash App accounts. The press release then details how the organization was structured and what its finances were supposed to be used for. The indictment alleges that, although BLMOC was not a registered tax-exempt organization under Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code, it accepted charitable donations through its affiliation with the Alliance for Global Justice, AFGJ, based in Arizona. AFGJ served as a fiscal sponsor to BLMOC and required BLMOC to use its funds only as permitted by Section 501(c)(3). AFGJ also required BLMOC to fully account upon request for the disbursement of all funds received and prohibited BLMOC from using its funds to purchase real estate without AFGJ's consent, the Justice Department release states. Beginning in late spring 2020, BLMOC raised funds to support its social justice mission from online donors, as well as from national bail funds. In total, BLMOC raised more than $5.6 million, which included grants from national bail funds, including the Community Justice Exchange, Massachusetts Bail Fund, and Minnesota Freedom Fund. Most of those funds were routed through AFGJ, as fiscal sponsor, to BLMOC. According to the indictment, BLMOC was supposed to use these national bail fund grants to post pre-trial bail for individuals arrested in connection with protests for racial justice after the death of George Floyd. When bail funds were returned to BLMOC, the national bail fund sometimes allowed BLMOC to keep all or a portion of the grant funding to establish a revolving bail fund, or for BLMOC's social justice mission, as permitted by Section 501(c)(3). Instead of following what the group was supposed to do, though, officials allege that Dickerson transferred more than $2 million into her personal accounts over more than 5 years. Despite the stated purpose of the money raised and the terms and conditions of the grants, the indictment alleges that beginning in June 2020 and continuing through at least October 2025, Dickerson embezzled funds from BLMOC's accounts for her personal benefit, the release reads. The indictment alleges Dickerson deposited at least $2.35 million in return bail checks into her personal accounts, rather than into BLMOC's accounts. She ended up for the DOJ release allegedly using the money for, among other things, recreational travel to Jamaica and the Dominican Republic for herself and her associates, tens of thousands of dollars in retail shopping, at least $50,000 in food and grocery deliveries for herself and her children, a personal vehicle registered in her name, and 6 real properties in Oklahoma City in her own name or in the name Equity International, LLC, an entity she exclusively controlled. She allegedly also filed false annual reports for the organization. The indictment further alleges that Dickerson used interstate wire communications to submit 2 false annual reports to AFGJ on behalf of BLMOC, the release states. Dickerson reported that she had used BLMOC funds only for tax-exempt purposes. She did not disclose that she used funds for her personal benefit. The grand jury on December 3 of this year returned a 25-count indictment against Dickerson, charging her with 20 counts of wire fraud and 5 counts of money laundering. Per the release, she faces an astonishingly high amount of fines and prison time if convicted. For each count of wire fraud, Dickerson faces up to 20 years in federal prison and a fine of up to $250,000, the release states. For each count of money laundering, Dickerson faces up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000 or twice the amount of the criminally derived property involved in the transaction. That means she faces up to 450 years in prison and fines of up to $7.5 million or more depending on the amount of property she allegedly criminally derived. The release notes as well that the charges are the result of an investigation by the FBI Oklahoma City Field Office and IRS criminal investigation and that Assistant U.S. Attorneys Matt Dillon and Jessica L. Perry are prosecuting the case.